Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
And a good Thursday afternoon. Hello.
Howdy.
Hi.
Howdy. It's good to be with everybody today. Don't forget, tomorrow at 5, we have Festivus Friday.
Yeah, we do.
The airing of the grievances. I may have one or two already lined up.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Already? Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh.
So how did the passport go last night?
Passport went fine. Do you want to start by talking about something boring at the United States Postal Service or that incredible baseball game?
Okay, by incredible, 6-1, it was a boring game.
Scott.
I was glad Toronto won.
Toronto.
But it was boring.
Whacked two right out of the park, the first two batters up. It is a rare feat to start a game like that.
Just some inside baseball. Dana was walking around the newsroom talking about how incredible the game was last night, and just about every single person she spoke to said it
game
was incredible.
Sucked.
Oh, I thought it was
that
so
sucked.
Much fun. I can't wait
boring.
For tomorrow night. I think they've got this. I think Toronto's got it, and I think they're going to win tomorrow night.
I think Dana is so much into baseball now, she's going to sit behind home plate and start
I'm going to be behind the home plate, Amy.
Now, let me ask you this. Are you only into baseball because Johnny's really into baseball?
No, that's part of it, but we're also in that drought.
You and I have been together for 15 years.
We're also in that drought where, like, yes, football's on and that's exciting, but, like, you want more sports, and KU basketball's not quite – you know, I start paying attention to basketball around
March,
February, right? So it's been fun. And then this darling little Trey Savage, 22 years old, pitches the game of his life in the World Series last night. And 3 months ago was playing in front of a crowd of 400 people.
Did I hear you in the newsroom to say, I want to, quote, mother him?
He is the American dream. His mom
He plays for Toronto.
His mom was in the stands last night wearing a jersey that says Trey Day. It's Trey Day. Come on. That is darling.
Well, he plays for Toronto.
I think the connection here for Dana, what's driving her, are the stories about the players and their ages being closer to her children's ages.
He's 22 years old. I just think it's darling and fabulous.
Okay.
Yeah. And I try to get my passport renewed.
So the woman's got more names than John Cougar Mellencamp.
The guy was so nice at the Postal Service,
he
you guys.
He said, oh, you're here again.
He said, hi, Dana.
Well, good because he was afraid that you were some double agent.
Good to see you again.
Biannual trip.
They had to call a supervisor over.
He's asking for the paperwork, and he's shaking as he puts his hand out to grab it. Like, please don't kill me. Whatever you want.
I will tell you
whatever
this.
You want.
They want your known names, like aliases. And
you've got plenty.
When you go in, you know this, Dan, because you just got your passport renewed. When you go in to do that, they want you to look like a criminal in that photo. They don't want you to smile.
They don't want you to smile. They don't want you to look like a criminal.
I felt like I was in an episode of The Bourne Identity because I've got all these passports. I had all my driver's licenses, and I'm pretty sure I left on the terror watch list. But the guy could not have been nicer.
Got your bug out.
Well, yeah,
ready.
His life was in danger.
Yeah. It was a good time.
There's a special Dana button.
4 to 6 weeks, $130 is the updated price for a non-expedited renewal
of
your passport.
It used to be $75.
$130.
Really?
Non-expedited.
Do you ever actually get it in that 4 to 6 weeks?
Oh, yeah.
I have. Yes.
Yeah. I got mine shockingly quick, but I always hear about stories of people waiting 8, 10, 12 weeks.
Or, wait, flip that,
Sam. Or never getting it.
They wait 2 weeks until they're going to Greece or Mexico and go, oh my gosh, I've got to get this done. Mm-hmm. And then they're panicked and waiting.
So I got mine renewed in 2018 before we went to Turks and Caicos.
Mm-hmm.
And they said 4 to 6 weeks, and I think I got mine in 3 weeks.
I just renewed my passport probably a couple of months ago, and I did it online, which was super simple, and it arrived a week and a half later.
Yeah.
A week and a half later?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was gobsmacked how fast that turnaround was.
So let me ask you this, Dana, and I'm being serious.
Yeah.
There is no joke here.
I know.
I'm not trying to be funny. God knows I suffer at that anyway. Have you ever thought, and I'm being serious, have you ever thought about just keeping your name
That's
Dana,
exactly what I'm doing.
Leanne Wright.
The Alpha is now the Omega, and we are...
And if you were ever to get married again, God forbid...
No, we are... I am just going to be Dana Wright for the rest of my life.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
I hesitate to say this.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think somewhere down the line, there's a possibility that you get married again?
If that were to happen...
Would you... No. So that's a positive. Did you get your passport with his last name?
No. My plain old normal name that I've
Dana
had
Leanne Wright.
Since the doctor smacked me on the butt 51 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
You did not get his last name on your passport.
Dana Wright is my name.
For now.
And I tried to explain it to the very nice man. He looked at my driver's license, plural. And he said, but your name is right. And I go, well, it was my middle name, but first it was my last name. And then it was my middle name. And now I'm moving it back over to the right where it belongs as my last name. Cause they were confused. They kept seeing Wright. I said, I never got rid of it. I just slid it over. And they go, oh,
this is your fourth name change.
Three, four. I think it's four. Yeah. But it's two are the same, so that doesn't count. It's really like two.
No, it still counts. Just because the Azura Amphitheater was renamed Sandstone four different times doesn't mean it wasn't renamed 17 times.
That's exactly right.
That's actually a good analogy. Anyway, yeah, I'm Sandstone. I am Sandstone. That is a great analogy. Back to Sandstone.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what is the name on the passport?
Grandview Triangle.
Okay. Three Trails Crossing?
No, we're good. You know, we have guests coming up at 3 o'clock, and I forgot to tell you.
No,
add additional confusion to the conversation? Right. I'm picturing some, like, Abbott and Costello thing. Like, so it's right. Yeah, right. Wrong?
Correct?
Right.
No.
Yes.
Right?
Who's on first?
Yes.
Right, exactly.
We have a new street name, speaking of names, in Kansas City. We have a new name, and I am so excited for the 3 o'clock hour. We were supposed to go to the movie premiere last night of Sarah's Oil at Union Station. And you know we have both been very sick. And so we weren't going to make everybody else sick. We did not go. We didn't even think it was good to mask up, right? But I want to tell you, we have a new street name, Sarah Rector Way, which is the designated block of Euclid Avenue right now, and Kansas City just designated this as Sarah Rector Way, just in time for the release of a major motion picture about Rector that premiered last night at Union Station. She is one of the city's most famous residents of the early 20th century, and if you have not heard of her, you're about to, because there is a movie called Sarah's Oil. Run, do not walk, and we're going to talk about it in the 3 o'clock hour, you guys.
Didn't we talk to this woman before?
We have talked to Diane Houston about her before, but not specifically today. We're going to focus on the movie. Sarah Rector is often called the first black female millionaire in the United States. She has alternatively been called the richest black girl in America. And she made her fortune as a child before living most of her adult life in Kansas City. And so now when you go, if you're over there by Euclid Avenue between 11th and 12th Street, you will see the new sign that says Sarah Rector Way. And we'll talk about her stamp on American history and what she meant to Kansas City and why there's a movie about this woman in the 3 o'clock hour.
So who's coming in? So
the folks that are with the movie production.
Okay.
Yep. Who know more about Sarah Rector than anybody else. So
and
when if you're
are
ever
they in studio or on the phone?
In studio, if you're ever over on Euclid between 11th and 12th, look up. That is Sarah Rector Way, the namesake of once the richest child in America.
Okay. 913-586-7798. Dan Weinbaum, Sam Stevie the Third, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
The wife of Buzz Aldrin has died.
I saw that.
At the age of 66. They got married just 2 years ago.
Yeah.
On his 93rd birthday in a private ceremony. Says Buzz Aldrin in a statement, "I am so fortunate to have found and married the love of my life. She brought joy to everything we did together. I will miss her dearly." The couple frequently attended high-profile events with A-list celebrities or cozied up at their Satellite Beach, Florida condo. Yeah, I talked to him one time.
That's right. You've interviewed him, haven't you?
I didn't interview him. I was the news director here. This was back in the 90s. And I can't even remember what the reason was for the interview, but he was doing the circuit. And Nolan Elm interviewed him.
Yeah.
And the phone rings in the newsroom. And I pick up the phone and I said, "Newsroom, Scott Parks." And he goes, "Hi, this is Buzz Aldrin." And I was
hello?
I was like, "I'm sorry, who?" He goes, "Buzz Aldrin." And I said, "Mr. Aldrin, it is a pleasure and a privilege." And he goes, "Please call me Buzz."
Is it true that they never made a dime off of anything that they did? So they signed some merchandise way back when because they knew they were going to have to make a living somehow. Haven't we read that somewhere, Sam, where they ended up, they didn't make
I'm not familiar with
anything
this story.
Off that. So
off of what? Going to the moon?
Yeah. And so,
or did they,
no,
Sam?
Their salary was peanuts back then. So I think what they ended up doing was signing, you know,
merch,
not moon rocks, but yeah, merch of some sort, because he and the other astronauts knew their names were worth something and they needed to do something to protect their financial futures.
You said my name.
I said he landed on the moon, or did he, Sam?
Right.
Oh yeah. Okay.
By the way, don't ever say that to Buzz Aldrin. I don't know if it's urban legend or what. I think it's true, that somebody confronted him one day and said, you never landed on the moon.
Oh, good Lord.
And it was all Hollywood stunt, and he punched the guy in the face.
Maybe he punched him because he knew the guy was right.
Okay. God, just stop saying. It.
All right, Maya.
Maya?
Yes, no, here we go. I knew it. I knew we talked about this on the phone or on the show. Before the Apollo 11 mission, astronauts started signing memorabilia. Their families then could sell those items for financial support if the mission failed. Then Aldrin began signing items for a fee after his NASA career. His website and public appearances offered signed items for hundreds or thousands of dollars, and that ensured that he, not unauthorized sellers, profited from his achievements. And in fact, back in 2022, he auctioned 68 personal and NASA items for over $8 million.
Wow.
His Apollo 11 jacket sold for $2.8 million.
Wow.
A 2012 U.S. law gave astronauts from the Mercury, Gemini,
and Apollo
missions full ownership of their artifacts, allowing them to profit from the sales.
Good for them.
Good for them. Yep.
You never heard the Maya story?
No.
Oh, my God. She was probably like 10 or 11, and I drove her to her bus stop. It was the dead of winter. It was freezing cold. It was dark out, and we're waiting for the bus to show up. I mean, this would have been late December, early January, or something like that. And we're sitting there, you know, in the warmth of the car.
Right.
And waiting for her bus to show up. I didn't want her to stand out there and freeze.
Good dad.
Thanks. And I look up, and there's the moon. It's as bright as it's ever been. And I go, look at the moon, honey. And she looks at it, and I said, can you believe that human beings have walked on that? And she looks at me, and she goes, or have they?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, whoa.
Ever.
Or have they?
You taught her young.
No, I... Okay, Sam. All right. You don't really believe that, do you?
No,
believe
he
what?
Does not.
That it was a Hollywood creation?
I've never said that.
You've hinted at it.
He doesn't. What
I've
what
never said that
me,
the evidence no. aggressively suggests that they did go
what
there.
What drives
either.
Me crazy is he doesn't deny it.
All right, Sam. Once and for all, did Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin walk on the moon? Yes or no?
I don't know.
Oh, good God.
I wasn't there.
Okay.
Neither was I. I wasn't even born.
It is very sad that his wife has passed. May she rest in peace.
By the way, the NBA gambling scandal that rocked the league appears to be cutting deeper and deeper.
Yep.
With each passing day. After the FBI arrested Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups for his alleged involvement in a rigged poker game scandal that included x-ray vision tables, blah, 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 blah. Investigative journalist Pablo Torre is now reporting that Clippers head coach Tyronn Lue. You might remember that name.
Tyronn Lue.
He played at Nebraska, was involved in one of the allegedly rigged poker games. Quoting here, who's speaking here? Let me see. This is from Torre on his Pablo Torre Finds Out podcast. According to multiple sources with direct knowledge of that April 2019 game in Vegas that we've been discussing, the same one where Billups was allegedly profiting off of an extremely suspicious hand and a rig shuffling machine, another face card, that's what they were called,
yep.
in attendance was current Los Angeles Clippers head coach Ty Lue, who was at the time an assistant coach for the Clippers. Torre dove into Lue's seemingly incredibly close ties to Billups. Quoting here, now sources say that Lue did not play at the same table as Chauncey Billups.
It doesn't matter!
The man Lue recently called his best friend and also the man whom Lue would hire as a Clippers assistant himself the very next year once Lue got his current head coaching job.
A quid pro quo.
Maybe.
How far do you think this goes?
I think it goes very far. I mean, now we're not just talking about Damon. What's his last name? Is it Damon Phillips? I can't remember. We've got Chauncey Billups. Now Pablo Torre is reporting that Tyronn Lue is involved, allegedly.
And someone else has reported that we are starting to get into the NFL.
Terry Rozier. Oh.
Yeah, Antonio Gates yesterday.
Yes, Scott. One of the quote face cards, which read that as a plant.
Right.
Is
a draw purported to get you to come into the game
from the NFL, and they interviewed these guys, Scott, who lost $1 million in one night.
That's right. Tyronn Lue also went to Raytown High School.
Oh, and they said, we knew when we walked in something seemed off.
Because originally they were supposed to go to
a public place.
Yeah, and they moved it to some ritzy mansion.
Right, like right before they got a text that said, no, come to this apartment. And he said the only reason we agreed to go, we thought this was cool, is because they had this NFL player there, and it kind of gave it legitimacy that these were going to be stand-up people. There's like an NFL player that's also going to be gambling with us.
And this is Antonio Gates from the Chargers?
And they're saying Antonio Gates was there, but he wasn't there to gamble with them. He was there as a plant. And then they got $1 million taken from them that night. And when they refused, because something was hinky with one of the, some machine they were using, he said
things
got very scary very quickly, if now, you know what I mean.
To be clear, Gates's people have since come out and said that no one is accusing him of that.
Isn't there a photo of him sitting at one of the tables, Sam?
It's an interesting response from his camp because, yes, people are accusing him of that. It's very confusing. His management's like, well, no, nobody's accusing. Well, you're responding to accusations, bro.
When is Rich not rich enough? You know what I mean? I mean, these guys, Antonio Gates is a Hall of Famer in the NFL.
Yep.
One of the greatest tight ends that ever played the game. Was paid millions and millions and millions of dollars. When is Rich not rich enough?
The working theory, the working conspiracy theory, if you want to call it that, is not that these guys were in it because they wanted money. They were in it because they had lost too much. And how are you going to repay me? Mm. Oh, well, we'll use you as the face of this.
You're the face
game.
Card.
Yeah.
Huh.
And we'll get our money back from other people, but you're gonna help us do it.
Okay. So, kids, hear me out. Drugs are bad. Getting involved with the mob is bad.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Getting involved with the mob is bad. Yeah. Don't do either.
Yeah.
It's not good.
913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Story here from the Kansas City Star. After watching the Blue Valley School District terminate a tenured kindergarten teacher, Tiffany McCullough has decided to throw her hat into the ring for a seat on the Blue Valley School Board ahead of next week's election. Quoting here from Ms. McCullough, this is definitely a last-minute thing. It wasn't planned or anything, but the situation has really pushed me and a lot of our community to take a moment and say, what is going on? I have kids in the district. I have seen a good teacher get let go for not a good reason. I would just like to be part of that change to make sure it doesn't happen to good people anymore.
Well, and with the publicity this story has gotten,
she probably
has a fighting chance even getting into the race this late.
Why have they not reversed course?
And I'm going to tell you this. Their lawyers are telling you don't.
Why?
Don't reverse course. Even though it's a bad, overbroad policy, if we reverse course for one, that sets a precedent. And then if there was another teacher 2 years ago that touched a student and we terminated that teacher's employment contract, that teacher can then come after us. You are opening up a legal can of worms. And so they're being told, like, maybe you need to change the policy so moving forward this doesn't happen again. Like, that there can be an exception and then codify those exceptions,
but,
right?
But why can't you look at every case on a forgive the cliche.
I know.
On a case-by-case basis. It reminds me of back in the 90s and early 2000s, the zero-tolerance policy.
Yeah, the kid that chewed the Pop-Tart in the shape of a gun.
Or in the shape of an L.
Yeah.
We don't even know it was in the shape of a gun.
The reason it's an absolute rule is because when the water is murky, the sharks will lurk. And so in the past, when they offered options to look into each case, there were probably, just spitballing here, administrators who liked a teacher, right? Mm-hmm. Well, there's no way they touched that student in an inappropriate way. There's no way it was aggressive. There's no way it was abuse. And so the administrators will back the teacher and get favoritism based on the relationship between the teacher and the administrator. And I'm sure they got a lot of complaints for that. So they had to issue an absolute rule.
I guarantee you, Sam, within the last 5 years, a teacher has been dismissed for contact with a student. And maybe it was extreme. We don't know. Let's just say one teacher was accused of putting a student's hand behind his back because he was being aggressive. That teacher was fired, okay? You can't then fast forward 2 years later and say, even though this is a silly policy and this is a beloved teacher who is doing everything right, we're going to make an exception for this one, or the prior one is going to come out of the woodwork with their attorneys and sue. I guarantee you the lawyers are telling them, you cannot make an exception. You can massage the policy moving forward. You cannot make an exception.
But is there no room for common sense?
I agree with you.
In the legal world, it's very difficult to draw the hard line, specifically when it comes to teachers and student relationships. What is acceptable touch and what is unacceptable touch?
Okay, well, you just teed up our breaking news. Prince Andrew, breaking, is going to be stripped of his royal title.
So he'll no longer be Prince Andrew?
The extraordinary move just now from the New York Times caps his fall from grace over his ties to the convicted sexual predator Jeffrey Epstein. I will ask you,
Where are the files?
Is this the palace confirming what has happened here?
It is the palace wanting to distance themselves from a horrible PR disaster.
Andrew, the younger brother of King Charles III, will be stripped of his title as prince, according to Buckingham Palace on Thursday. It is an extraordinary move that caps his fall from grace over his ties to the convicted sexual predator, Jeffrey Epstein. In a statement the palace released, said Prince Andrew will now be known as Andrew Mountbatten Windsor. They even tell you what name you're going to have when they excommunicate you.
Well, that is his name.
The palace also said Andrew will be evicted from his residence, Royal Lodge, and moved to a private residence, which says to me, a non-taxpayer-funded residence.
No, it tells me it's a lavish apartment that will be paid for by the British taxpayer.
These censures are deemed necessary, notwithstanding the fact that he continues to deny the allegations against him, the palace said. Their majesties wish to make clear that their thoughts and utmost sympathies have been and will remain with the victims and survivors of any and all forms of abuse. Wow.
Why is this man?
Wow.
And I state it again, release the files. I don't know what is going on. Why can we not see these files?
Can I maybe just say this? I think the files are coming out.
Well, at some point, they're going to have to.
No. I think the palace knows it. I think the United States has tipped off the palace and said, this is happening. Prince Andrew's fingerprints are all over this thing.
Get ready.
Get ahead of it. Mm-hmm. Get ahead of it. Now, why would they, after months and months of everyone saying Andrew's in on this, there's a photograph of him and that child victim.
Virginia Giuffre.
She has since died and wrote a scathing memoir
just came out two weeks ago
about the abuse, some of which at his hands. Why would the palace just today say we're kicking him out of the royal family if they weren't about to drop a bombshell? Wait for it. I guarantee you it's coming.
I don't dispute what you say. Answer me this, both of you. Why is this man not being extradited to the United States?
You can't extradite a prince. He's not coming over here.
He's not a prince anymore.
He will never set foot in the United States of America again for the same reason we haven't seen Woody Allen in however many years.
Dana, it doesn't matter. We have an extradition agreement with the United Kingdom.
Who was the other one that never ever came back here? It wasn't Woody Allen. It was
He was a director.
Well, Roman Polanski.
Roman Polanski.
Roman Polanski never set foot back in the United States for that very reason.
I love your optimism, but we're never going to see the files.
I don't think the palace does anything that is not so carefully, strategically. They didn't even want to mention this. And now they're saying their thoughts and prayers are with the victims. Why? It's because they are about to drop a bombshell, Scott, and you know it, and I know it,
Sam,
and we should brace ourselves for it.
Sam, I disagree with you. I think the files do come out. I think there are certain people in power who are doing everything they can to delay the inevitable.
Keep in mind, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, and I think the files might be massaged a little bit to remove certain people's names, Bill Clinton, Donald Trump. But I think the files are coming out.
If the working theory is that Jeffrey Epstein was some sort of intel agent, right? Because why else would he be gathering blackmail against the highest profile, most powerful people in the world, right? So if the working theory that he is some intel agent for some organization, who knows which organization, I don't know, right? If that's the working theory and they have the files, those are then the most valuable documents on the planet. There is no monetary value. Why would they release them?
Well, they may not have a choice.
They've had a choice thus far. Unless, what I'm saying is the United States is not going to release them. The British royalty is not going to release them. If they are released, it is going to be by a nondescript third party. Julian Assange of sorts.
You mean somebody who's going to leak it to the media?
Correct.
And quite frankly, I'm actually surprised that the files have not been released or leaked to the media yet. I think they will be if they're not officially released. But they need to make sure that what is released is everything that there is. No removing names unless it's a victim. But if you're Bill Clinton or you're Donald Trump or you're Prince Andrew, your name stays in the file, regardless of who you are. We have a right to know who is leading us.
I agree.
Here it comes. Hold on to your hats. Hold on to your hats.
Okay.
I'm just saying, Camilla's clutching some pearls today because it's coming.
I hope you're right.
It is coming.
And I think that if your name is in these files, and don't think for a second that the FBI doesn't know who was having sex with children, there better be some criminal charges that come with it. I don't care if you're Donald Trump or Bill Clinton or Andrew Windsor, whatever your name is today. I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
You are not above the law. Period. These are children, for the love of God. I'm off my soapbox. 913-586-7798.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
So somebody on the text line says that there's nothing new here. He had already given up his title. That is not true. It's true, but not true. Prince Andrew, or dare I say Andrew Windsor.
Let's call him Andy. I think we should start calling him Andy.
Had previously given up his title as the Duke of York, but he had not given up his title as Prince Andrew. Today, he is no longer Prince Andrew. He is just Andrew Windsor. He is still going to live in a royal estate. He's being moved to the royal estate in Sandringham, England, wherever the hell that is. He's being ordered out and has been told to surrender his lease on the Royal Lodge, as well as give up his title as prince.
I was going to say, the only real difference here is that now he's just unemployed and living rent-free.
Right. Quoting here from the author of a book called Entitled The Rise and Fall of the House of York, Andrew Lowney, who wrote about Prince Andrew, quote, there, yeah. They being the royal family, they're finally getting ahead of the story, but this is not the end of it. And Dana, I think you're right. The royal family has been told something is coming down the line.
Yep.
Get ready. You need to be prepared. It is going to be damning. At some point, these files are going to be released. Why these files have not been released yet, I do not know. Here's what I suspect. Because people have always said, and we try to stay out of politics, but this is bigger than politics.
Oh, yeah.
This is way bigger than politics. If Trump is in the files, Biden would have released the files before the election. True. Except Bill Clinton is probably in the files too. And that kept the previous administration from releasing the files. You can smirk at me all you want and smile.
I love what I've done to your brain. You are already preemptively writing a conspiracy theory about the release of the files.
I guarantee you that Bill Clinton, I would almost bet my next paycheck that Bill Clinton is knee deep in the files. And so is Trump. And that is what's keeping, that's what kept the Biden administration from releasing the files, is because it would publicly humiliate, maybe even lead to criminal charges against Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
What's keeping the Trump administration from releasing the files is it is publicly humiliating to the current president of the United States.
From the text line, if SNL does not have a skit on Saturday night of Andy working the Starbucks window, they're missing it. That would be priceless. Hi, I'm Andy. What can I get you from Starbucks today?
Hi, I'm Andy Windsor. What would you like?
Well, the joke would be he calls himself, hi, I'm Prince, and then somebody behind him, like, smacks him or something. No, you're Andy.
Hi, I'm Andy Windsor. I'm telling you, this scandal may be one of the greatest scandals in the modern era.
I don't like the word great, but significant.
All right, let me refer. You're right. Maybe one of the most significant scandals in the modern era. The rich and the powerful who had sex with children.
See, and we're hyper fixated on politicians.
What are you thinking?
I think the politicians are going to be the least powerful people on that list.
Release the damn files. There's a reason that Mark Alford is not in Washington, D.C. right now. They are protecting something or someone.
Well, there's also a theory that the reason the government is still shut down is because they don't want NASA looking at 3i Atlas because it's an alien spaceship. Okay. So I don't really know what to believe anymore.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, now we're basically
X-Files.
The overnight show.
Oh, Coast to Coast.
Coast to Coast. Yes.
With Art Bell.
Yeah. Yes.
God.
The Atlas rock that is some sort of what are they saying it is? It's like a
it is a alien transport. Alien transport ship that is being cloned as an asteroid.
I see.
Because if they have speed warp technology, they also have hologram, I'm a rock, not a ship technology.
Okay. Star Trek called. They need their next movie script backed.
Just saying. It's a working theory. I'm not making it up.
I know.
I wish I was that creative.
Okay.
What a tangled web we weave, my mother used to say.
That is exactly right. And why these files have not been released defies logic. And once we get this next congresswoman seated, which is why Congress is out of session right now, is so that she can't be seated because she would be vote 218 to release the Epstein files. People are protecting bad people.
Look at you with your conspiracy theories.
I don't think it's a conspiracy.
I don't either.
Well, it's not a conspiracy if you believe in it.
It's not a conspiracy if we all three believe in it.
It needs a quorum, Sam.
That's right. We have a quorum. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks. Here on KMBZ, the news with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in 2 minutes.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.